At the Ho-Chunk Hotel and Casino yesterday, more than 100 people gathered to witness the signing of documents that will eventually convey land from the federal government to the Ho-Chunk Nation and Department of Natural Resources. Representatives of the Ho-Chunk Nation, U.S. Army, State Historical Society, and U.S. General Services Administration all made brief remarks. Many call the development historical and unprecedented. The officials signed the paperwork as photographers snapped away, and the Ho-Chunk Nation singers gave a hearty ovation on a large drum. The signing is but one of many steps in transferring the 7,300-acre parcel to new ownership. The Ho-Chunk have applied for roughly 1,500 acres just off of Highway 12. The immediate plan is to graze bison on the property. The Ho-Chunk are also hoping to restore the land's prairie grandeur. Public health concerns center around contaminants polluting the water table surrounding the plant, dating to when the facility was making ammunition. Ho-Chunk Vice President Wade Blackdear acknowledges that it's going to take years of teamwork and effort to clean up the land. He says his tribe has an important responsibility as environmental stewards to work with the DNR and locals to make that happen.
We want to assure the people, both Ho-Chunk people and non-Ho-Chunk people who reside in that area, that whatever we do in the future are going to be environmentally sound and things that people would be proud of to have occurring on that property.
The Ho-Chunk have also worked with historians and archaeologists in searching for burial grounds, ancestral remains, and other cultural sites that need to be protected. Samantha Greendeer, a legal counsel for the Ho-Chunk Nation, says many residents of the area don't know how sacred it is to the Ho-Chunk.
We have thousands of years of presence in the area, and Devil's Lake State Park, what people know as Devil's Lake State Park, includes a lot of sacred sites, including mounds. This property is just south of the park, and the sacredness doesn't stop at the park boundaries. It goes well into the Badger Army Ammunition Plant boundaries and beyond, and the nation was definitely concerned with those historical resources there.
Others have environmental concerns. Sauk County, for instance, has submitted a $120,000 grant request to research how underground water moves in and near the Badger Plant site. Ho-Chunk Tribal Chief Clayton Winishek commends everyone's thoroughness and commitment.
It's been a long time for this to happen, but as Ho-Chunks, we try to be patient and try to work with each other and DNR, a lot of these different entities that took part in this, so we're very thankful to all of them, and you know, it's gonna help the tribe in a good way.
The land could be transferred by year's end. The Army is expected to clear out more than 900 contaminated buildings on the site for pasture land by 2012. Several hundred other buildings will remain, which the Ho-Chunk Nation and DNR will likely have to remove themselves before they can open the land to its very first herd of bison. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.